What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
We're thrilled that you've tuned in to Tomorrow This Week from Dallas and MEA's Knowledge Fest. I'm Dave Graveline, and by the way, this portion of our Knowledge Fest broadcast brought to you in part by
Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com. And by streamguys.com, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow at intotomorrow.com.
Our next guest is introducing a new generation of vehicle security here in Dallas at Knowledge Fest. She is with a company that is called Author Alarm, and she is the head of export from Author Alarm. And I hope I get her last name correctly, because it's Russian, right?
Yeah.
Anna Francisova?
Yes.
How do you say it?
Francisova.
Francisova.
Almost the same.
Almost the same. Yeah, nice. Exactly. So welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing just fine. You had the longest walk because you're the exhibit right next to our broadcast area.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But thank you for making it. It was a long walk.
Yes, it was. The longest was from St. Pete to get here.
From St. Petersburg, Russia,
yeah.
Because we're from Miami, Florida, where we have a St. Petersburg, too. Not the same.
I know. No, not the same thing.
So you probably came the longest from anywhere in the world to this Knowledge Fest in Dallas.
I think so.
I think so, too. St. Petersburg, Russia.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how do you speak such great English?
I don't know. It just happens here. I have a good practice with all the guys here and with my team also, so it's not a problem anymore.
Well, very good. Now, I introduced you as having a new generation of car security. What does that mean? And tell me a little bit about Author Alarm.
Well, as I said already, we started like 10 years ago in Russia, and we had a very bad situation with the car theft. And basically, the car criminals in Russia are getting more and more sophisticated each year.
Oh, well, here too. So you're not the only country that has vehicle theft problems. But yeah, I hear you.
So back then, we just decided that we need to create something really effective to protect the cars from theft. And the unique way to do that was to create some product which protects the car on a digital way. So basically, we say that we speak the same language as your car.
Oh, so whether that's Russian or English or whatever language that your car speaks in that sense, you communicate with it.
Exactly, and we work with different softwares for the car, so our device is universal and can be programmed for every car. So it's quite easy to install, and we just try to make the product very simple for installers and also very effective for the final customer.
Well, now, that's cool, but how does it make it different? You know, I've got a car alarm. Most people have a car alarm. Newer cars just come with it, you know, from the factory. Okay, it'll beep your horn.
Exactly.
But, you know, it sort of helps a little, I guess. But how is your product different?
Well, we connect it to the CAN bus of the car, like, let's say, to the brain of the car.
Okay.
And then you have three methods of authorization. You may have key fobs that you have in the set. You just keep them with you and go and start your car without any problem.
Sure. Key fobs, very popular these days. You hit a start button and there you go.
Yeah, but you don't have to push anything on the key fob. It's just a Bluetooth key fob that we use.
Uh-huh.
We also have PIN code that you can set by yourself. For example, you buy the device, you pay for installation, the installers put the PIN code, and you can change it for more safety for you.
Oh, so you have a PIN code 1234, but you change it as you go.
Exactly.
It's like, make sure no one gets my PIN code.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you create it by yourself.
Right.
And you can also download the application that we created for this product. So in Apple Store, on Google Play.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And just have your mobile phone like a key fob. You just need to have the application open, and that's it.
Okay. But now, does it detect the kinds of things that most other car alarms detect? If there's a bump, or there's a broken window, or someone opens a door, or the trunk?
Well, it's not a big deal to open the car. You were right. You can, you know, just break the window, and that's it. But then you got a problem, because you cannot start the car without PIN code or key fob or so.
Gotcha. So it's multiple layers then,
exactly.
Right? So if somebody does get into the car, they're probably not going to be able to take it no matter what they do.
Exactly. We just prevent the theft.
Gotcha.
I mean, the GPS trackers and navigators, they became very popular. But what's the point if your car is in Mexico?
Good. Oh, I found it.
I found it.
I can't get it.
Exactly. Or
but I found it. Yeah, big deal, right?
Yeah. We just do anti-theft.
Yeah. Well, and I understand now the concept is not trying to prevent, although that'd be great if you can prevent someone from even breaking into a car, but that's a whole other problem. You're
exactly.
just making sure that they don't get the car.
Exactly. For example, you have kids, so you don't want someone to start your car with you and go for a joyriding with the girls, I mean.
Yeah.
So we protect the also from that.
And you came up with this 10 years ago? But
yeah.
It's now a developed product available, right?
It is. We just add sometimes some additional functions like closing the mirrors or closing the roof. But the main idea came to our minds like 10 years ago.
Wow. And what is the product called? I know we have a box here.
Yeah.
And it says, is this Igloo?
It's Igla.
Igla,
which
okay.
means in Russian, we are from Russia, it means needle.
Needle.
Yeah, so we created that name because it's that small, the device. So any criminal cannot find it in the car.
So an installer can hide it anywhere?
Anywhere.
And it's really that small?
It's that small.
No kidding. So
yeah.
It's a very tiny device that you can see. And is it available in the United States yet?
Yes, already in Canada as well.
For how much? Do you know in U.S. dollars that someone can get an idea what they might have to spend for something like this?
Well, for that, I think the people should contact the local installers because everyone has installation prices and so on.
But a
so
suggested
I think it's around
price.
$500, like something like that.
Okay. And again, we're talking about multiple levels of protection,
exactly.
PIN code required, key fob, you know, these different things so that even if they do, someone does break into the car, they're not going to be able to leave with it.
Exactly.
Now, unless they hook it up on a tow truck and take it or something, or do you have even ways to detect that?
Well, no, but they can track it, tow it to some place, but they will not be able to start it
anyways. If you can't start it, it's no good to somebody who's going to try to sell it to some other crook.
Yes, and the good thing about the product for the final customer is that you guys don't need to pay anything. You just install it and use it for life.
Ah, very cool. I'm liking the whole concept of that. And what actually brought you to the U.S.? Was it because we also have those kinds of issues? And
I
you
know.
Figure, well, we're covering the Russian market now, where you're from. But let's help the U.S. and Canada because they, too, have a lot of car thefts.
Yes, this is very true. We started Export like 3 years ago. And now we have 33 countries in our range.
Nice.
Yes, and we investigated your market as well. Mm-hmm. And it looks like very interesting for us because unfortunately you have around 1 million of cars stolen in the USA each year.
Yeah.
So we decided that we can use our approach to help you guys to delete this problem from the list and just live happily ever after.
Terrific. IGLA is the name of the product. IGLA. And the website is author-alarm.com, AUTHOR-alarm.com. And of course, we'll link you there too when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Anna, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us here in Dallas.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well, and a pleasure to have you with us. We'll have more from Knowledge Fest. It's their 25th year, as a matter of fact. As Into Tomorrow continues, I'm Dave Graveline. You're tuned Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.